welcome back to the Plant Powered Podcast. It has been a little while and life has been absolutely hectic, so I'm excited to get back on YouTube and get back on my podcast and get back into the swing of filming weekly, because it's been a couple of months, there's been a lot going on. So the first video back, I would like to do a little life overhaul, have some deep chats, and just chat about how I'm giving myself a new start, basically. So quite a lot to get through. This is like a very raw, open, and honest conversation, and I just wanted to talk about a few different things, like different mental barriers that I've been overcoming and different things that I've been working on in the background, because it's a very different time of my life for me, I guess, and it's been stepping back and just working on all these different areas and really like healing myself and just becoming very self-aware. So lots of different topics to cover. Welcome back. Don't forget, if you're watching on YouTube, you can listen on the podcast. I'll put the link below, or if you're listening on the podcast, you're welcome to watch the video on YouTube. So excited to be back in your ears, and don't forget to subscribe if you enjoy health and wellness content around plant-based eating, nutrition, and wellness. But obviously this one's a little bit about self-development as well, because I like to look at health as like an all-encompassing thing, and just talk a little bit about lifestyle as well, so you can get, like, we can all get to know each other on a deeper level. So a little bit of an insight into how my year has gone so far. So I came into the year and I was like, yep, 2022, COVID's basically over, this is going to be my year. In December last year, so the mandates got brought in mid-December where I lived. I've been very lucky to live in a place where we weren't really affected by anything. Like, it was a little beach town. We didn't really have mask mandates for the most part. We haven't really noticed anything going on as bad as anywhere else, except for what we see on social media and just like the stress of everyone online as well, and just like everyone freaking out in general and having arguments. So those mandates brought in, that affected my work for sure. And I didn't really have work for months. There was a period in January I got no hours at all for 3 weeks. So just to pay rent, my bank was going into more and more overdraft. Everything just didn't get started on the right foot. And I set myself very big goals for the year. Like, I've been accumulating debt because of my businesses that I've started, still stuff from my degree. I started my degree when I was 17. I've got all these debts in New Zealand just from studying. And like, honestly, like, one of my teeth is worth $8,000 from like dental operations and like just all this random stuff. So I set myself all these big goals to get that all paid by the year, and then it just started so unexpectedly. And yeah, it was months of just trying to get hours, just trying to get ahead, like just trying to stay afloat and survive. And then when COVID hit where I live, like all the businesses suffered, my business suffered, the businesses where I was working at suffered, so no one had hours for anyone. It was hard to get a job because everyone needed jobs. I couldn't get government assistance because you have to live in Australia for 10 years and I've only been here for 2, so I couldn't get job seekers or any COVID support. So like, I'm all on my own and I'm over here by myself. So it was just very difficult times, to say the least. So then I had some relationship breakdowns, escaped out of a unhealthy relationship that I've been in for my whole 20s. Very, very sad. I'm still very emotional about it, but it's for the best. And I really thought that it was forever and I wanted it to be forever, but it was just a learning curve. And it's like each time we got back together, we'd overcome a new battle and I'd learn something new. I'd learn how to stand up for myself in a new way. There'd be a new problem presented. So it was just like, it had to happen so that I could learn what my boundaries are and learn my worth and learn what I want to put up with and learn how to stand up for myself and just learn what isn't okay in a relationship for me, kind of thing. So that was a very, very sad process, but now I'm looking back on it and trying to take away the good. What did I gain from it? I had so many amazing times. I got introduced to so many awesome people. Just like, it really did accelerate my life in many ways. It was really, really fun at times. So just try to focus on that and think about what I've learned from the bad times. So That's very sad. The next thing was, so the work, relationship breakdowns. I've also moved house 7 times since December. It is now the end of April. So yeah, in 3 months, 3.5 months, 7 times. So that was very bad. And I just kept hitting new rock bottoms, like just moved into a new house. I was excited for a new future, bought everything to set up the kitchen. I was excited to get into a new routine and figure out new places to walk the dogs and find new work. And it's like we had to leave the house. And also because of COVID, the housing crisis in Australia, and I'm pretty sure New Zealand as well, is actually very bad. And I'd been applying for months, got nothing. I was 2 weeks on the brink of being literally homeless in a country away from my family. And as if that isn't stressful enough. And then that's when the breakup happened. So I was about to be homeless. So then I moved in with a girl who took me in. And we just had very different like values, and it just clashed a little bit because we didn't understand each other, and we just tried to make it work, but it didn't. And then she wanted me to leave a week and a half before I was meant to move to Gold Coast. So I finally moved to Gold Coast, where I've been wanting to live for years and years. That's the reason I moved to Australia 2 years ago, because I wanted to move to Brisbane or Gold Coast or Sunny Coast. And I went to this little beach town where my ex grew up, because that's where he grew up. And I guess, I don't know, we're like, okay, we'll start off there. So to me, it's been like a 2 year detour, and it's like shit's been hitting the fan ever since. Having the food truck, living at his mum's house, different people we lived with, finding work, financial issues, stuff with COVID, breakups. Like, oh my god, it's just been never ending, one challenge after the other. So then this girl wanted me to move out a week and a half before I had to leave for Gold Coast. So I was like, first of all, rock bottom, I'm about to be homeless. Now my relationship is over. Now I like had to move into a house that I didn't want to be in. Not that I'm ungrateful, but just because it's not the plan that I had with my partner, with us moving forward together, and the vision that I had. So I'm like, okay, this is the new rock bottom. Okay, now I'm out. I have no house for a week and a half. This is the new rock bottom. So I stayed with a colleague, and that was for about a week. And I just had all, like, it's not like you just go stay at someone's house. It's like you go stay there with everything you own. Living out of my car, my whole pantry's in my car, the food's melting and going off, the dog stuff that I need, like trying to tie her up while I'm at work and she doesn't know where I am or why we're at this house. Just an absolute nightmare. Just like trying to find your stuff, like when it's all in boxes. And I was exhausted. Like, it's exhausting trying to move that often. So then I was in the garage trying to pack. And then I realized that my whole suitcase is filled with cat pee from the last house. So not only am I homeless, all my suitcase is filled with cat pee. And I'm just in a garage with all these clothes smelling that I've got to wash and repack while I'm super busy trying to do double shifts and sort out the dog and cook. And I still had like brand deals I was meant to be doing, so I had to like do this meal prep and use her kitchen and stuff. It's like, god. So I'm so happy that she was able to take me in. But then when her daughter came, I had to stay at someone else's parents' house for the final 4 days and then get my dog settled in there, then do double shifts again right up until I was supposed to leave, then have my leaving drinks, and then finally took the trip to Gold Coast, 9.5 hours. I took my time so that I could stop along the way, like get the dog sorted. I had to try and figure out how to get my stuff here because the truck that was meant to take it cancelled. Like, not many people would believe this, but it's been so tough that I moved here with just enough gas in my car to get here. Nothing, no backup savings, no job organized. Like, I can't believe that I took that leap. And I was like, I either stay here and have my ex around and be reminded of all the places we used to go together and be tempted to go back for like the 10th time, or I go now and I take the leap and it better work. Otherwise, I don't know what's going to happen to me. So I moved here with just enough gas in the car to get to Gold Coast just, and no work organized or anything. So I do have my business, but it's not like I've been in the right headspace to thrive in that area. I could still do bits and pieces, but it's not like you can give it 100% because I'd barely been eating for months. So my energy was low. I was obviously nutrient deficient. I didn't think that I deserved food even. Oh, this is like even deeper than I was planning on going. But I feel like it's very healthy to open up about these things because most people look at people online and they just think that they have a perfect life. And it's much, much deeper than that. And we're all human. So I just want to make that clear. Another thing that I was experiencing right before I left. So where I was living now, they were having major, major floods. So where I was in Rockhampton, where it's like blazing heat, you can't really go outside after 9:30 a.m. up until like 3 or 4 p.m. It's just like no outside zone. And even when I would hop in my car to go to work, like driving 5 minutes because I lived in town at that stage, I'd put my phone up on that thing on the windowsill to, like, it sticks to your window so you can see the maps and stuff. And my phone would freeze after like 1 or 2 minutes just because it's so blazing hot and there was no aircon, fan, or like windows in the room where I was staying. And like, because of the floods, it felt like there was water in the oxygen, and I started having like a panic attack because it's like you're breathing in water. And I like freaked out and just went through all this stuff. I actually also had no internet for a month at that house too because of damn Telstra, which I had like 15 or 20 calls with them to sort it out just to get a refund. So yeah, I'm like trying to run a business while I'm going through a breakup, while I was on the brink of homelessness and didn't have internet when I have an online business. So I'm like, I can't load my emails, let alone do online video calls or coaching. And it's just like ultimate breakdown material. How did I get through that? It's like one thing after another. And that's why I was like, okay, this is the new rock bottom for me. Okay, no, this is the new rock bottom. No, this is the new rock bottom. So next is the time and energy invested into house hunting and job hunting. So I'd moved 7 times since December, let alone all the houses you apply for in general, filling out your forms for every agency you can find, going to the house viewings, getting references from people. I've probably applied for like 30 or 40 jobs this year, I reckon. But I'm very particular. I've got to be doing something I really enjoy and find like stimulating and stuff, and like something that I really am keen to learn in the same industry that I'm interested in. I'll do something for the meantime, like to get by, but I'm very particular and really being excited to go to work basically, so you're not dreading it and not just like living for the weekend. So that's a big value that I have, which people would say would hold me back, but my happiness is the most important, so that's like a big thing for me as well. So currently I am very proud of myself because I've gotten out of an unhealthy pattern of going back to something that is really damaging to my mental health and my self-worth. And I signed up to this government subsidized or government funded program. It's for mental health for small business owners. So they would have a call with me once a week and he would just ask these questions, like they basically go through your goals. He helped me with the move. He helped me just understand what I'm going through and just offer basically support with anything you need, which is very helpful. And I actually really like counseling and any kind of therapy because I don't really work through it on my own, so I find it very helpful. I've been through quite a few dark places this year, and it's kind of interesting to realize once they ask you the questions, because I wouldn't ask myself these questions. And he's like, okay, so how many days out of the last week have you felt worthless or like you're not enough, blah, 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 every day. How many days a week have you felt like your life isn't worth living and you're, I don't know, like done trying and stuff like that, and that you're a disappointment to your friends and family? And I'm like, there's been a few times where it's actually gotten quite bad. So it's good just to be self-aware and like bring those questions to light, just so that you can be aware and actually work on that stuff and realize the intensity of the state that you're actually in. Because if you ignore it for too long, it's probably going to get worse. So it's really important just to like know where you're at and be honest with yourself so that you can set up a plan to start working through things. So all in all, for this part of the video and podcast, like Australia, I moved here end of January 2020. So that was like right before COVID hit. I was 20 minutes to board a plane at the airport to go to Belgium for the biggest dubstep drum and bass festival in the world. And my suitcase had been like put on the plane and everything already, and the festival got cancelled because of COVID. So we're like, okay, should we just stay here? This virus or whatever will probably last like 2 weeks or whatever. And then that's when COVID hit and I was actually like stuck in the country, couldn't get back, went through all these issues with my ex-partner's family. I'm having the food truck, trying to do that business all on my own when it kept breaking down, and I was just absolutely exhausted trying to do every job by myself and figure it all out. It was very hard, but I learned a lot from it. And then spending 9 months single and learning to live on my own again, and had these really nice flatmates, and then thinking that the relationship's better and that I could try again because we've grown enough in that time, and just it didn't go down how I thought. And just spending that whole time trying to find work, blah blah blah, so you know the story. So that was my 2-year detour of not following my own dreams, like moving there because I thought it would be better, which I think was actually good during COVID because we kind of dodged the whole thing. But now I've taken charge, moved to where I finally planned to move in the first place. So I'm like ready to start on achieving these goals. And it's like we're into the four months into the year already. So instead of being like, oh my god, we're 4 months into the year, I haven't achieved anything, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, cool. 4 months in, I've had this big detour. So now I can do it in a shorter amount of time. And now that I'm here, I've got every opportunity at my fingertips. Anything I want is here. I just have to make it work. So it's really about working on your mindset and trying to be more abundant instead of restrictive, and think about what's going right and what's possible for you. Knowing what's possible for you is the biggest thing, I reckon. I've got like photos of all my idols on my wall, and they are doing what I want to do, but they're highly, highly successful. So I know that my vision is possible, and I look at that every day. Part 2 of the video is tangible versus mental progress. So I had all these goals set that I wanted to achieve, and I'm very hard on myself, and I'll think like, oh my god, I haven't even achieved anything this year. All I've been doing is moving boxes, which is true. I've just been like carrying boxes of my shit for months, and I'm like done with it. But because I haven't been able to do all the stuff, I was planning on launching an app, which is a surprise I haven't announced yet. I was planning on all these podcast interviews and all this cool stuff, and it's all been put on hold. I feel like I haven't achieved anything. But I've had to pull myself aside and be like, what have you achieved? You have learned to stand up for yourself. You've learned to discover what isn't okay for you. You've learned to make the move on your own and set a new future for yourself. You've learned to finally go after your dreams on your own, even like with no support from the person who you planned on like doing your life with, basically. I've had to try to start blocking out other people's opinions, because I can get quite debilitated by just like wondering what other people think of me and trying to please other people who actually don't mean anything to me, but also trying to please my family. I don't want them to think I'm a failure. I get told all the time just to like just get a job, basically, and not wanting them to think I'm like a disappointment, but it's probably my own thoughts putting that into my head myself. I don't think they actually think that, but I'm just very, very hard on myself. And the other one is just learning to rest. Another little side tangent, but I recently went off the contraceptive pill after 10 years as well. And I've had such bad periods my whole life that I've been to hospital because I thought that I was having like ectopic pregnancies, but it was just the pain in my uterus. And to me, it was it's so debilitating whenever it comes. I liked the pill because I could just skip it, so I'd get it like every 2 to 3 months instead. So it's really only a handful of times a year. And now it's been the second one. And I'm like, how do women do this like every 3 weeks, like every month? It happens again and again and again. And I get like throbbing shins and ankles and can't, like I'm absolutely bedridden. So what I've noticed the last couple times is I moved into this house with this lovely lady, and she's a massage therapist, and she got these hot stones from her massages. So she put them in the microwave, wrapped them in a towel, and I just like laid in bed with them on my uterus and went and sat in the massage chair. And I'm like, oh, this is like, I would never take time out like this. Usually I'm like getting even more stressed that I'm not being productive, and then the pain's even worse and it's terrible. So this time round, while my sister was visiting, we had a spa and sip day. So we went to this beautiful place called Soak Bathhouse in Gold Coast, which is like a public fancy spa, and they have wine. So we sat in the spa and drank some wine and got some nice vegan, it's like a takeaway place, and they do this like beautiful vegan sweet and sour pork and all these crazy dishes, like vegan chicken drumsticks and like crazy meals. It's like the ultimate takeaway. I'm like almost crying just thinking about it. So we got all this nice takeaway food. I've honestly eaten a lot of chocolate, much more chocolate than usual. I ate chocolate for dinner, and I had some more wine, and I ate chocolate for breakfast. And I've just been like letting myself do whatever I want. I've been having laydowns today because I've been socializing the last 2 weeks with my sister and best friend. So anytime I was tired, I'd just go have a lay down. And honestly, my period's like on the third day and it's almost finished. And the pain was only 1 or 2 days and nowhere near as bad as it used to be. So instead of stressing about my period coming and having all this pain and not being as productive, I'm trying to learn to embrace it and use it as a time to force myself to slow down and kind of like an excuse to have like a self-care day and just do whatever you want. And I think that's a much better way to look at it, which actually speeds up your period, lessens the pain, just taking the pressure off really. So learning to rest when I know I mentally need a break because I've been having quite a few mental breakdowns, and when you're stressed, your period pain is worse, and it's just like my brain has been so full with all the stuff going on. So just really learning to take some time out and rest guilt-free. Another thing I'm working on is my beliefs about myself. So as mentioned earlier, I was thinking that I'm worthless like every day. When me and my partner broke up, he actually wrote, I'll find it for you actually. He wrote this thing in my diary that I've been saying to myself every day. So how would you feel about yourself when you believe this kind of thing is true? Piece of shit. So I got so bad that I lost my socks, and they were just under the bed and I couldn't see, and I just started walking around and I'm like, you're such a fucking piece of shit, why can't you fucking do anything, you're so fucking useless, blah blah blah. And then something else would happen, like the bed, just like the wooden thing in the bed broke, so I just had to like straighten it, and I couldn't. And I'll just walk around, I'm like, you're such a piece of shit. And I started telling myself that every day. And it's like only just weaning off now. So it's been like a few months of saying that to myself. Whenever something would go wrong, you're such a stupid piece of shit. You're so worthless. Why don't you know how to do anything? And that's the self-talk that I've had. So that's something that I've had to start working on taking out of my vocabulary, which is quite hard when you actually believe it's true. Another thing I've realized is that all the stuff I've been through in the past, when I lived with my ex's family and all these dramas went down on the farm and everything, I had to, and all the stuff with the food truck, I had to go through that to learn what went wrong so that I could handle this opportunity that's presented to me right now. So I'm like living in this commune retreat, and it's like obviously my dream, surrounded in nature, the exact vision I had when I wanted to move. And how crazy is this? So when I was moving house and homeless, I had all my vision board packed away and I didn't get to see it for ages. So then when I put it up on my wall, these two photos were there. So this is my biggest business idol, and that's a photo of her in this same forest that I'm actually living in right now. And this is a photo of my dream house in a beautiful forest. And it's like the same thing as where I'm living, pretty much exactly. So I can't believe that that's come true. I've never really made vision boards before, but it just goes to show that that stuff works. So yeah, this is like my dream to live here. We wanted to create a commune, like a safe place. We wanted to create a veggie garden so we've got food security and we can't see any neighbors or anything. So it's, I don't know, it's just like with all the stuff going on with the government, we just wanted like a safe spot. So that's my dream. But if all the stuff didn't go wrong in the past and I hadn't grown in all those areas and become more self-aware and learn how to help out or anything, like, I don't know, like, I wouldn't be able to handle this opportunity because I had to grow and learn through all those bad times as well so that I could truly appreciate this and understand what's needed of me and learn how to contribute as a team member. One other thing I wanted to share with you was something my colleague said to me, and it's kind of something I've had in the back of my mind the whole time. I feel like I've always been fearless in my pursuit, and I've read that in a quote years and years ago when I was like a teenager, but she said, you're not scared to do things you like. Anything I'm interested in, I try. Anything that I want to try, I do it, basically. Even if I give it a go once, kind of thing. So I feel like that's a big tip to take on. If there's all, like, everyone's got those things they want to do in life, but everyone cares what other people think. If you try to start a business and it doesn't go to plan, or also it takes much longer than you think to get ahead, then they'll worry about what their friends and family think. So it's just like taking the step to do it. Make a plan, break it down, and just try anything that you want to do, because you only get one life. And I asked a question on my Instagram story today. I just said, like, hey, ask me anything. And someone said, what's your biggest fear in life? And honestly, mine is not reaching my full potential and just settling. So whatever it is, just my little tip that you've had in the back of your head this whole time, take action and go and do it. Another little thing I've been working through is that, so I'm used to having, like, I'm trying to be independent, right? And I'm used to having a man to help all these little things. So with this computer desk, I had to leave mine in Rockhampton because I didn't have a tow bar or trailer or truck to take it. So I sold it and ended up buying the exact same desk, but brand new, because I just like this one with the drawers and everything. So I was like, you know what? I'll try put it together myself, because if I ever have kids one day, I'm going to need to put together furniture. And I'm not a fan of any DIY. I get very frustrated if I don't know how to do something. And it took me 5 hours to put this together. And I would work on it for a bit. I would get frustrated and overwhelmed and I'd go to bed and cry. Then I'd get sick of crying, get up, okay, cool, let's carry on, blah, blah, blah. And that went on for hours and hours. And I kept having breaks, would lay down, rest, get up and get back to it. And then at the end, I think today, I'm glad I did it, but the entrepreneur in me thinks you could have just paid someone and saved 5 hours of your time, kind of thing. Because I always used to read all these entrepreneur quotes, like, if it's just like little jobs that like that aren't valuable or like getting you further ahead in life, then just pay someone to do it. So I'm like, I could have just paid someone and saved myself 5 hours and that whole day of emotions and stress. And the lady I live with said, like, I'm having issues with the dog cage now, and then that has to be repaired because she's been breaking it. So, and just don't ask about why I'm keeping her in a cage. I've been abused on Facebook and it's not my choice. Obviously, I'd have her free if I was allowed to. If I don't do that, then I'm homeless again. So not my choice to do that. She's sleeping on my bed right now. She's like wrapped in my sheet. So yeah, but I need to fix it. And I said to her, I just want to pay someone because I can't deal with the mental stress. I don't need to, it hurts my hands. But in her opinion, by forcing myself to do it, it's like creating new neural pathways, kind of thing. So it's like teaching yourself to overcome a problem, and then it's giving you more knowledge and it's like more mental power to overcome bigger challenges in the future. So I think that's quite an interesting topic to think about, like, when you look at something that has to be done, is it a waste of time and something that you can outsource to save yourself the time? I could spend that time on self-care. I could spend it on socializing. I could spend it on my business doing tasks that actually earn me more income, or catching up on my admin, whatever. Or is it something that it would benefit you and make you feel proud and accomplished at the end of the day? And last but not least, I just wanted to share with you some of my plans for the final part of the year. Now that I've got my home, I'm safe, ready to take on the year. I had my best friend that came to visit from New Zealand. We've been besties since we were 11 years old, and I'm 25 now. So I hadn't seen her for a whole year. So she came to visit. Then the day that she left, then my sister came, who I also hadn't seen for a whole year. And she's 5 years younger than me, and we've barely had any like actual sister time because we've always lived in different places. So I've had like a big social month of settling into the house, getting to know the flatmates, trying to get the dog settled, been applying for jobs, seeing my bestie, seeing my sister, and it's the end of the month. It's like my first day on my own today, and I'm like just ready to get started with the year 4 months late basically. So I'm planning to compete in my second bodybuilding show in October if all goes to plan. So that will be WBFF. I need to look at the dates and sit down and figure out my big to-do list of everything. What dates do I need to start prepping? What do I need? I need to source a bikini, posing coach, blah, blah, blah. How much money I'll need for the whole thing altogether. And just make a plan and put it all in my calendar, because last time I did it in a 6 week prep. So I plan to compete this year. I plan to pay off all my debt and put some money aside for savings or an emergency fund. I actually put it like on the wall behind me. So every day I get out of bed, I see it there. And once something's done, then I can tick it off and it's like right there in my face. I think that's also a good way to feel like motivated if you can see it so clearly. I'm launching my recipe club. So if you see this and you want to sign up last minute, then send me a message because I will be taking the page down. But I'm very excited to launch that. I just want to share some of the easiest go-to recipes that I make in my day-to-day life. Great for busy lifestyles, delicious, minimal dishes, minimal ingredients, minimal time. That's how I do things. So if you're interested in that, send me a message. But that will just be like a 30-day thing, and I'm excited to have everyone on board and create like a little community out of it. This year, I want to create my best nutrition program yet. So I'm looking to overhaul Beautiful Body Blitz and figure out what I can do better. If you've got any ideas for me as well or any feedback, then let me know. Is there something you think I could change, or if there's a specific thing you think I can help with better than someone else because of the plant-based approach, the intuitive eating approach, still the interest in bodybuilding where those two things also don't go into it, then let me know. But I'm looking to make that by the end of the year, whether it's with the app or online, like educational hub kind of thing. I would love to go back to New Zealand, whether it's at the end of this year or whether it's at the start of next year. So getting settled into a job, my business, get into the good flow, and then plan a trip later on. That would be awesome. And get settled into the safe space and share the love with others around me. I've been learning a lot with when to dedicate my time and really just share the love, make everyone feel comfortable, where to chip in so that we're all comfortable and in a happy home, because I have moved so often and I've experienced very bad home lives. We all have been through bad experiences, so that's something that I'm very excited for as well in our little community. And then last but not least, make some kind of plan on how to give back to the people that have helped me out of very difficult situations, because I've been in situations where very bad, when I've like used every resource I have and I'm just trying to stay afloat. I'm in a different country, don't really have much support, and there's been a select few people like my best friend, my mom, my nana, my dad basically, and they've just helped with like little things here and there that have really made a big difference in my life. So I'd love to do something nice for all of them to basically give it back. So that's my plans for the end of the year. So if you would like to also download my free Pantry Essentials guide, that's got some of my favorite ingredients to keep in your pantry at all times that make it easy to put together delicious, quick and easy meals. And yeah, don't forget to check out all the links below with all my recipe clubs and everything like that. So don't forget to subscribe. Thank you so much for your time to listen. I hope you got some good takeaway messages and got a interesting little deep and personal insight into what's been happening. So take care, and I'll see you next week.